Richardson. Tamara is a devoted mother to two boys, eight cats, and a lively Maltipoo puppy. With 25 years of experience, she is a practice witch, sorceress, and tarot reader. Ordained as a high priestess and priestess of Hecate in 2014, Tamara leads the Crow Torch and Feral Night Coven. Her commitment extends to volunteering as pagan clergy in two Indiana State women's prisons since 2012. In the realm of birth work, Tamara's journey began as a birth doula and evolved into her current roles as a postpartum doula, herbalist, and placenta encapsulator. Since 2022, she passionately serves as a traditional birth companion, supporting women opting for autonomous birth outside the medicalized maternity system. Over the years, Tamara has assisted over 270 families. Originally hailing from Long Island, New York, Tamara embraced Indiana as her home in 2011, though she still returns home to her roots for family, her mother's cooking, the city, and a taste of authentic pizza. And I now welcome Tamara Richardson to the pulpit.
When I hear my own bio out loud, I laugh at myself. Oops, upside down. Good morning and happy new year. Thank you for inviting me back. I hope that whether you celebrated Christmas or the winter solstice, Yule, or even Hanukkah, that your holidays were lovely. If, like me, you worked really hard to make those holidays happen, all while keeping up with the other responsibilities you have, I hope that you have slept. While the holiday season typically kicks off right after Thanksgiving, this mostly revolves around shopping. When most of the gifts are wrapped and the shopping is done, the calendar has turned to December. As our winter holiday season starts, we find that this coincides with the sun reaching 0 degrees of Capricorn, the day of the winter solstice. A few days later, as we just experienced and experience every year, we wait for the stroke of midnight and a new year arrives. The new year occurs under the sign of Capricorn. Even if you don't give much credit to astrology, I think we can all agree for a moment that each of the 12 astrological signs have certain qualities that they're known for. We may have certain people in our families and friend groups that are the epitome of the qualities that their sun signs are known for, even if it's true that a chart, and therefore a personality, is made up of 7 planets, a moon, nodes, other aspects, all of which can have so many different placements. Astrology truly is an art and a science. Often we see people simply focusing on their sun sign and the qualities it gives us and challenges us with. If we step outside of looking at personal signs and simply look at the calendar, we can say that every month we all progress under each sign and the qualities that they're known for. We can, as the year begins, start the new year with a charm, blessing our way forward. We can ask for the blessings and the good fortune of those 12 signs of the zodiac, and we can do so with a spirit of gratitude. This charm is based on a Cuban tradition I learned from a friend and a teacher who was an absolute adept in our pagan community. On New Year's, they would gather together in his family in Cuba before he immigrated here, and they would pass a bowl of grapes, and each person would get 12 grapes. And then they would eat one, asking for the blessing of the month, and they would name the month going forward. And as an astrologer, this is sort of an Evo, this is my friend, has shifted this to then asking the blessings of the constellations that rule that month as opposed to simply the month. So I passed Natalie a basket, and while I don't have 12 grapes for everyone, I do have the choice of 12 raisins or 12 chocolate chips. So you, if raisins aren't your jam. So you can take one and then consume them together as we do the charm. Yeah, I don't expect him to want raisins. And if you would prefer not to eat raisins or chocolate chips, and you can't, you can still participate. So we begin with Capricorn. Thank you, Capricorn, for the gift of purpose and planning. May your patience and understanding provide us a strong foundation for growth. Thank you, Aquarius, for the gift of individuality and friendship. May your intuitive awareness provide us focus and ingenuity. Thank you, Pisces, for the gift of compassion and intuition. May your positive expressions of empathy and tenderheartedness turn our attention to the plight of humanity and the fact that we are all one. Thank you, Aries, for the gift of courage and initiative. May your independence and courage encourage us in the leadership necessary to get things started. Thank you, Taurus, for the gift of practicality and sensuality. May your calm, steadfast, and enduring energy encourage your most positive expression of deep and abiding love. Thank you, Gemini, for the gift of communication and curiosity. May your primary quality of duality help us see both sides of any picture. Thank you, Cancer, for the gift of protection and caring. May your sensitive and empathetic nature help to increase our sensitivity and tenderness. Thank you, Leo, for the gift of willpower and flair. May your warmth and generosity foster an environment of love and honor. Thank you, Virgo, for the gift of discernment and focus. May your practicality and precision bring us the tools we need for problem solving. That's going to be one that I'm going to have to focus on. I dropped my raisin. Remember it. Virgo. Okay. Thank you, Libra, for the gift of beauty and negotiation. May your talents for balance and harmony allow us logic and diplomacy when we need it. Thank you, Scorpio, for the gift of passion and transformation. May that passion and strength bring us healing and transformation. And finally, thank you, Sagittarius. For the gift of enthusiasm and exploration. May your optimism and open-mindedness help us to see where we need to develop tolerance and wisdom. I invite you to close your eyes a moment or just simply cast them down if that feels better. And take 3 deep breaths. There is a whole new year in front of each and every one of us. Filled with joys and challenges, plans and things unexpected. And so my wish for you is that each one of these ancient zodiac signs bestows on you the gifts of their strengths and blessings. Happy New Year.